Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 660.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
13 games to go, it would be a big step for us to get a result. We know that we've got the quality and the confidence at the moment to go there and get a result. But of course, if we can get a victory and go within a point, then of course that it probably takes it to where we thought it would be. We just keep edging our way towards it after the real difficult start, and that's what we'll continue to do, just step by step.
The game.
Welcome to the South Coast. These are the tests of Liverpool's top four credentials that really matter, and Liverpool are on a tasty run of results. They've not lost in the last nine games. They've taken 21 points from 27 available, but it's Southampton who still occupy a place in the Champions League qualifying places after an exceptional campaign. A win for Liverpool would close that gap to their rivals today to just 1 point. Well, the Reds are dealing with two games a week at the moment, so ahead of a return leg in Turkey against Beşiktaş in the Europa League, Brendan Rodgers brings some changes. Dejan Lovren starts this game today. Lazar Markovic also brought into the 11, and Raheem Sterling also gets a starting place. The three that make way. Well, Mamadou Sakho has a slight knock. He should be okay for later this week. Alberto Moreno is given a rest, and Daniel Sturridge, who did play 90 minutes against Beşiktaş, is one of the subs on the bench. Liverpool's at 11 then. Simon Mignolet in goal. It's Sean Skirtle and Lovren, the back three. Jordan Ibe, right side wing back. On the left-hand side is Lazar Markovic. Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson in the centre. Philip Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Raheem Sterling complete the 11. So two of last summer's buys in Lallana and Dejan Lovren play against their former side. On the bench, Danny Ward, Glenn Johnson, Kolo Touré, back of course from the Africa Cup of Nations, Alberto Moreno, Daniel Sturridge, Ricky Lambert and Mario Balotelli. Liverpool are in their black away kit today, and they kick the game off shooting from right to left. Is Coutinho with an early touch of the ball, which he plays to the right-hand side for Ibe, but it's won by Southampton. They've got Forster in goal, Klein, Font, Yoshida and Target, the back four, and it's an early break for Southampton down the right-hand side into the penalty area, and a penalty shout as Juricic, the new signing, goes down inside the box, and the home fans cried foul, but the referee, Kevin Friend, dismissed that suggestion. Neil Mellor.
Well, I must admit, my initial reaction was I was concerned. I felt as though Kevin Friend was going to point to the penalty spot so early on in the game. It was just a long ball through. Juricic was the man, got there ahead. Liverpool defending, I thought it was a penalty. I was relieved to see he didn't point to the penalty spot there.
It's a short ball, square to Coutinho, left side of the halfway line. So Liverpool in the black outfit. It's Markovic, who's got his hands wrapped up inside his sleeves. Gives it to Coutinho! Oh, my word! Absolutely astonishing from Philip Coutinho. A good 35 yards from goal. He caught the Southampton keeper, Fraser Forster, slightly unaware, but the quality of the shot would have beaten any keeper. It dipped into the top left corner off the underside of the crossbar. Well, that's one of the very best goals you'll see in the Barclays Premier League this season, masterminded by Liverpool's little magician, and it came on 3 minutes. It's Southampton 0, Liverpool 1.
Oh, it's an absolute bullet. What a goal from Philip Coutinho. So much to do. Southampton defence, they just back away. It was 30 yards out. You're thinking, can he generate that sort of power? Yes, he can. He absolutely pings it in off the crossbar. Forster, he goes to his right as he can't get anywhere near it. What a start. Potentially conceded a penalty going one down. All of a sudden, 1-0 up. It's a dream start here at St Mary's.
Unbelievable goal, but here comes Southampton on the counter-attack into the penalty area at the other end. The player's gone down in the penalty spot. Kevin Friend not having it. The follow-up shot is actually saved by Simon Mignolet. I think it was Wanyama who was in there to follow that up and maybe try and beat the Liverpool keeper, but blocked out, and it will be a corner. And Wanyama continues the complaints to Kevin Friend. They had a penalty shout just moments earlier.
It's a brilliant save. It really is. It was a big penalty. I think it's really slippy out there. It's important to mention that there's been a lot of rain. There's a little bit of slippiness out there in the Southampton play. He went down too easy on that occasion. What a save it was from Mignolet. Elliot thought he'd got the equaliser. Mignolet spread himself well with his feet, and it was a really important save that.
Elliot with the shot. Juricic, for the second time in the game, asking the question, should they have a penalty? 2-0 given now. Liverpool lead 1-0. Corner kick left side of Mignolet's box, with the rain flooding into St Mary's. Ball floated into the penalty area, headed down towards the penalty spot. Comes back for a shooting chance on goal, which Mignolet manages to save wide to his left-hand side. And the Southampton crowd are really vocal.
They've started the game really well. We've only had one attack and scored with the opening goal of the game. They've actually started the game better than we have, but we have the lead. I mean, I think the second penalty shout, I don't think that was a realistic shout. I think he slipped on the surface. But that save from Mignolet was absolutely superb. And he's a goalkeeper who's playing with confidence. You know, it looks like he's really regained his confidence. That was a massive save to keep us in the lead here.
Unbelievable goal, but here comes Southampton on the counter-attack into the penalty area at the other end. The player's gone down to the penalty spot. Kevin Prendnell having it. The follow-up shot is actually saved by Simon Mignolet. I think it was Wanyama who was in there to follow that up and maybe try and beat the Liverpool keeper, but blocked out, and it will be a corner. And Wanyama continues the complaints to Kevin Friend. They had a penalty shout just moments earlier.
It's a brilliant save, it really is. It was a big penalty. I think it's really slippy out there. It's important to mention that there's been a lot of rain. There's a little bit of slippiness out there in the Southampton play. He went down too easy on that occasion. What a save it was from Mignolet. Elliot thought he'd got the equaliser. Mignolet spread himself well with his feet, and it was a real important save that.
Close on half an hour played. Of course, the fans down there singing about Istanbul as another free kick is conceded in that corner. That corner, which obviously has been targeted by Southampton. Emre Can, the left of the three centre-halves, and of course Markovic on that wing as well. And they've won themselves another free kick, which James Ward-Prowse will take. Rolled into position. Referee Kevin Friend stretches out the legs and moves Lazar Markovic at the distance. And Ward-Prowse tees up what he hopes will be an assist. But can Liverpool prevent this? Skirtle bending down, trying to see the flight of the ball. It's not been taken yet. Now Ward-Prowse puts it in. Dangerous area, double-fisted punch away by the keeper Mignolet. Picked up on the far side of the area by Southampton and fed back into the box, headed down by Font, and it's easily collected by Mignolet.
I have to say, the delivery from Ward-Prowse is absolutely superb. He puts it into that area, and it's really difficult to defend.
Same time, Liverpool almost had a successful counter-attack, but Ibe was stopped. And now here's Forster kicking it through the centre of the park. Pella backing into Emre Can. Can holding him up just enough to give Skirtle some time to play it on the floor to Markovic. Now into the centre for Allen. And Liverpool string some passes from left to right and open up the play on the pitch. You've got Sterling running through the centre, but with the ball, it's Ibe on the right wing, pushing back his man and then playing the ball back to the halfway line for Joe Allen. Allen once more, short pass to Coutinho, then thumped forward by Jordan Henderson to Raheem Sterling. Henderson was hoping Sterling could just spin off the body of Font.
Well, we've been impressive defensively. We've not conceded many goals away from home. If we can get a clean sheet here today, I think it'll be probably one of the best we've had this season, because they're putting us under a lot of pressure, putting a lot of decent balls into that area. Sacco's not there. We've had a settled back three. This will be a real test this afternoon to keep that clean sheet, a good record defensively going.
Another good game to watch in Liverpool's season. As a short ball by Henderson to Allen, and then forward to Coutinho. Oh, he's found a lovely ball through the gap, which Sterling's exploited the penalty area. And as he turned and tried to make his way around Font, he flew in the air, slammed himself on the floor, and looked directly into the eyes of the referee, Kevin Friend, to ask the question. But Kevin Friend, adamant, no penalty for Liverpool.
Good position from Kevin Friend. He could see the incident. Good bit of exchange play there between Raheem Sterling and Coutinho. He gets the ball, but he gets so much of Raheem Sterling. Well, it's just his follow-through that takes Raheem Sterling for the penalty. I think the referee's got that right. I don't think it is a penalty. He wins the ball. What clever movement, though, wasn't it, from Raheem Sterling in behind that Southampton defence.
Long cleared ball by Southampton. Elliott's there first. Keeper's come out. He's blocked himself, but he's outside the penalty area. And the home fans are saying that Mignolet handled it outside the box. At the other end, they've crashed the ball forward. Font heads it back towards his keeper. And it's very hard to see from this sort of angle. It's the other end of the field from where we are, but that was definitely the cries from the home fans here, they felt that Mignolet had come too far out of his area. Only replays will tell you that. Here's Elliott again, pressurising on the left side of the penalty area, hits it against Lovren and wins a corner kick.
Steve, it all comes from the confusion about offside, because Liverpool defenders can see Pella's in an offside position, waiting for the linesman's flag to go up. So Pella decides he doesn't want to go for the ball. All of a sudden the ball's in behind our defence. Elliott decides, I'll go for it, and he's in on goal. Thankfully, Mignolet, he was really quick off his line, needed to be. I think he was... Well, it's touch and go. I think he's just inside the area. The linesman is a long way away. Again, it's a big decision that's gone in our favour.
Fractions, Southampton corner, end of the first half. Breaks into the 6-yard box. Cleared away by Lovren. Another cry for something down that far end of the field. Southampton once more with James Ward-Prowse. Lovely pass in towards Elliott. Dead ball line, tries to flight it back, wins another corner just before the half time.
Well, finishing the half strongly here, Southampton. Going to get this equalising goal. There's 1 minute left to do so. Just need to see out this pressure. Another ball to come into the penalty area we need to defend.
As the ball's taken over to that left hand corner, Liverpool with backs to the wall as the first half ends. Liverpool lead 1-0, but it's Southampton with all the momentum as this first half finishes. Simon Mignolet's having a little bit of a pushing match with Wanyama and Joe Allen on the goal line. The referee backs off. He's got his eyes on that. Southampton take their corner into the 6-yard box. Keeper comes and punches. Mike dropped down towards Juricic. Juricic right foot. He takes a shot. Keeper stops it both hands. Comes out to Juricic again. Chips it in there. Should be Mignolet. Pella's there. Southampton miss their lines. And it's cleared away by Emre Can. Goodness me. Living right on the edge then, Liverpool. And Southampton so close to finding the equaliser. The whistle blows for half-time. There's been some calls by the referee in this first half which have raised eyebrows from the Southampton fans. But right at the death there, they almost bustled the ball through. There's an issue to be resolved as to whether Simon Mignolet handled the ball outside of the penalty area on one of the Southampton attacks. What a compelling first half of football we've watched. And the teams are separated by one dynamic, explosive, quality goal which happened on 3 minutes from Philip Coutinho. Southampton 0, Liverpool 1. Neil Mellon.
I think it's fair to say that first half. I think we've rode our luck, certainly on a number of occasions there. Big decisions sometimes in a game like this, that you know it's going to be a tight game. You need those big decisions to go in our favour. And I think every one of them certainly has. I think Southampton going in at half-time will feel disappointed. They've not had at least one penalty. I think we got away with that, but what a wonderful goal it was from Philip Coutinho. One of the best goals we've scored this season. The only disappointing thing for Liverpool is we haven't created that many opportunities. And I think at half-time, I think we'll be absolutely delighted that we lead this game. Fortunately, maybe, we've rode our luck at times, but importantly, we do lead at half-time.
Are you sometimes a believer, Neil, that when you get so many decisions going your way, it doesn't always continue that way until the 90th minute?
Yes, but I'm also a believer that the frustration will go for the home players, and then all of a sudden, they perhaps may do something uncharacteristic, lash out, or perhaps do something like that in frustration, which can go in our favour.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
It's Southampton who come out first for this second half. And they finished at the end of the first half on an extremely strong note. They'll have a positive feeling about themselves. But it's Liverpool with the all-important goal scored by Philip Coutinho, which you can watch and watch again. Myself and Neil have had a chance to watch some of the major incidents from the first half again on the monitor in front of us. A couple of penalty shouts. Let's go through a couple of them. Neil, where did the referee get it wrong in that first half?
I think a lot of the decisions were borderline decisions, sort of decisions where you think can see them given against, and certainly for the first one was a massive one because
that was minute one, wasn't it?
Well, it was in the opening minute, yeah. I think there's certainly contact when I think it was Juricic went forward past Emre Can. I thought Juricic, I think he made the most of it. I think he was looking for the penalty. But I think he was a little bit fortunate, Emre Can, that the referee did a point to the spot and sent him off, because I don't think we're coming away from St Mary's with 3 points if he sends Emre Can off in the opening minute of that game and Southampton have a penalty. I thought perhaps we got a little bit fortunate with that. A few moments after that, another penalty appeal, a little bit of Joe Allen and Dejan Lovren. Again, we got away with that one. I just think there's been some big decisions in that first half. Even the one where Mignolet, it does appear that when it hits his chest and his hand, he is slightly outside the penalty area. And again, you know, the referee would probably send him off in that situation. So the big decisions have gone in our favour. We can certainly perform better than we did do in that first half. So we would be relieved at half-time to be leading.
OK, one change for Southampton at the break, and Stephen Davis replaced by Morgan Schneiderlin. And Southampton will be kicking from right to left as we watch. Red and white tops, black shorts. Liverpool in all black, shooting towards the away fans. And so Liverpool with Mignolet in goal. They have the back three, Dejan Lovren, Martin Skrtel and Emre Can. Wide on the right, Jordan Ibe. On the left-hand side, is Alberto Moreno on there? Yeah, Moreno has been brought on for Lazar Markovic. In the centre, Henderson and Allen. And then further forward, you've got Coutinho and Lallana supporting Raheem Sterling. So both sides with a change at the break. The rain just seems to have slightly died off. But here's Lallana attacking on the right side to Jordan Ibe. A couple of yards from the edge of the Southampton penalty area. Close footwork takes him into the box, but that ball is turned away midway into the Southampton half. The ball pressed out to the left wing by Southampton. Elliot with a back heel. And down the left side goes Wanyama. Curling cross into the edge of the box, headed away by Skrtel. Elia again heads it back forward for Wanyama. Then the back heel by Graziano Pella. Now it drops to Schneiderlin, who made his way around Coutinho. Edge of the box, great moment for Southampton, but a miss kick by Graziano Pella just when it mattered. Dragged that ball wide left of Simon Mignolet's goal.
It's a good position, certainly to be testing Mignolet from, just outside the penalty area. Two set and a half, Skrtel and Lovren, they backed off, so we had the room and space to take the shot away. Thankfully, he didn't connect properly with it. Ended up dragging his shot wide.
Ball backwards to Yoshida, clips it into the penalty area. It's come up for Justin Mane, who turns and strikes, and it hits Skrtel and goes out for a corner. Immediate impact from the Southampton sub. Takes the ball over to the corner flag and props it down there within the quadrant. He wants his team to hurry up. Schneiderlin, the other substitute, will come over to take it. Mane close to levelling. Southampton line up the corner, right-footed. Keeper won't come for it. Skrtel heads away, edge of the box. It'll be head down by Juricic. Now it's cleared away by Liverpool. Towards Henderson by Moreno. But then the tackling from behind almost wins it back for Southampton. And they have won it back. And Schneiderlin, in the end, is fouled, though the referee is comfortable. Yeah, he's given that foul.
Well, Martin Skrtel, superb defending on two occasions. First to get the block on Mane, and then when the corner came in to clear the ball with his head.
Attacking on the right-hand side once more, Southampton. Liverpool, lots of players back as this ball's pushed crossfield to this left. For Elliot, Elliot crosses in, far side, he's looking, Nathaniel Clyne is a yard away from arriving on time, and the ball whips ahead of him and out behind Mignolet's goal for a goal kick.
Well, thankfully, there was just too much on that cross from this left-hand side. And look for the right-back, Nathaniel Clyne, he got forward just behind Moreno. Just a little bit of pressure here from Southampton, looking for this equalising goal.
I saw a goal kick that Mignolet will take from the right side of his six-yard box. Everyone pushes forward. It's been a fascinating game. 30 minutes left of it to play. Liverpool lead 1-0. I think both the sides have got the quality, haven't they, to score in this game, Neil?
Well, I think I said in the first half, if we get a clean sheet, this will probably be our best clean sheet of the season. Long way still to go. Perhaps a few more scares along the way, but this will be a massive clean sheet if we can achieve it.
Coutinho to Sturridge over on the left-hand side. Sturridge, far left side of the penalty area, a couple of step overs inside the box is Sterling. He's left it for the man arriving, which is Moreno. Moreno into penalty area and outstretched leg of Henderson can't tie for goalwards.
Oh, almost good position from the left hand side. Moreno finds himself in a good area to deliver. He fires the ball across, just looking for someone to try and guide it in. Henderson got there, made a good run from midfield, but he can't quite connect. And in the end, it's a comfortable claim for Forster in the Southampton goal. I mean, he's had very little to do all afternoon, to be honest. Barely had a save to make. In fact, I don't think Liverpool have had another shot on target, have we? Apart from the goal from Coutinho.
This is it, isn't it? Here's Sturridge, edge of the Southampton penalty area. Starts with one of those mazy runs, gets round the side of Fonte, into the box, near the six-yard box, and goes down on his knees, and picked up by the keeper, Fraser Forster. No suggestion of a penalty. I think just slipped over himself on a greasy surface.
Brilliant skill, though, wasn't it, from Daniel Sturridge to create the space for the shot. Thinking he's going to shoot, he takes the extra touch. And in the end, Yoshida makes a fantastic tackle.
Kicked out by Mignolet, over Allen, towards Sturridge. Eventually stops with Schneiderlin. His crossfield ball intercepted by Liverpool. Sterling's on the march with the help of Moreno. Moreno crosses one. The penalty area is a slip by Southampton. Oh, slip! And it falls to Sterling. And he makes no mistake. And that could be such an ever so invaluable goal for Liverpool as he crashes one into the left side of Fraser Forster's net. Well, just a little bit of an error, but you don't have one of those when Raheem Sterling's in that area. And he mopped it up like a striker desperate to find another goal for his team. Southampton 0, Liverpool 2, Sterling this time.
No, it's clinical. It really is. We're talking about having that clinical instinct in the final third. Well, Liverpool this afternoon, two shots on target, two goals. It's good play down the left-hand side. Moreno gets one. It's a poor delivery, it has to be said. Southampton, they get themselves into their own muddle defensively. Target, he doesn't clear his lines. He slips. That's a slippy surface. But Raheem Sterling, he doesn't need a second invitation. When the ball falls for him nicely, he places it. Forster does well, he gets a hand to it, but it's too strong for him and passed him in a flash. 2-0. We said that how important that next goal was. Liverpool have got that goal.
Tadic. And it bounces over to the far right side, and that rain has picked up around St Mary's again. Squalid conditions in here. Mane on the ball, chasing it to the edge of the penalty area, and wins a free kick off Alberto Moreno. 24-5 yards from goal, slightly right of centre this time, but I'm sure this time Southampton will have a go at goal.
Well, the last thing we want to be doing is inviting them to be taking shots just outside our penalty area. You know, when you have the lead at 2-0, you just want to see the game out, kill the game off. Don't invite any kind of unwanted pressure. Moreno, strong challenge there, just outside the penalty area. Now Southampton, a real possibility to try and get themselves back into this game.
Free kick then for the home team. But they need two goals to salvage something from the game. And Liverpool, clinical when needs be, and at the moment with 3 points to take back to Merseyside. So this one's with Dusan Tadic, left foot. Nathaniel Clyne put it down, but he's moved away from it. The Liverpool wall is lined up. Tadic with his arms, or hands on his hips at the moment, just waiting for the referee, Kevin Friend, to give him the go-ahead. He's talking to the Liverpool wall at the moment. Now he paces out the distance to where Tadic stands. Could be a clinical moment. 13 minutes till the 90. Shot by Tadic right into the middle. And a shot which was on target and carried power with it, but saved by Mignolet.
Good handling. Real good handling there from Mignolet, because as the free kick came in, it just bounces in front of Mignolet there, and he manages to keep hold of it. Talk about slippy conditions. Well, he did really well, his handling, to keep hold of it there and didn't allow it to squirm out. Otherwise, it could have been a tap-in for a Southampton man.
Moreno going this way and that. Now takes the ball further towards the corner flag. The wind picks itself up inside St Mary's. And the ball comes off the Southampton player. Last for a Liverpool throw-in near the corner flag. We've hit 86 minutes on this game, and you'd think it'd be extremely hard for Southampton to conjure any way back into this tie. Sturridge back down the line. Charm then forward ball to Sturridge. Sturridge in the penalty area, onto his right foot, takes a shot low. It's the first shot he's had since he's been on, and he struck it towards the goalkeeper and saved by Fraser Forster.
Is that a shot we've had on target where we've not scored, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah,
shots on target, two goals.
And it came on 86 minutes.
It was fantastic skill, though, wasn't it, from Coutinho? A little dummy to get the space for Sturridge on his unfavoured right-hand side, but he caught it really well, kept it hard and low. Forster had to make the save.
Mane approaching the edge of the penalty. He's won three of those. He's gone over the legs of Joe Allen this time. And he gets anywhere near the edge of that penalty area and makes the surging run and wins another free kick.
Well, again, it's a good position for Southampton to be troubling Simon Mignolet from. We've said that so many times this afternoon. Liverpool so far have defended magnificently well to make sure that Mignolet hasn't needed to make a good save. looks poor. You could say much from Southampton, poor from them, but much from Liverpool defensively.
In the background, you can hear just how much this victory means to the Liverpool fans, and of course you at home listening to Radio City Sports. Southampton free kick into the box. It's a shot goal which doesn't come off, but Schneidlin might take this. He chips one back into a dangerous area, comes out towards the edge of the box to Elliott, back heels it in towards Wanyama, and then an overhead kick coming from Schneidlin, which is saved on the near post by Simon Mignolet. As the fourth official has a quick look at his watch, and a throw down the right-hand side for Raheem Sterling. Sterling goes to ground, gets up quickly, round the back of target, rolls it in for Sturridge. Sturridge takes a shot, he's earned a corner. His shot hit the back heel of Font. And out it goes for a corner on the right side. You can see how desperate Sturridge is to get a goal.
We can see the understanding between Daniel Sturridge and Raheem Sterling. They haven't started a Premier League game since August. Liverpool, if them two can start a number of games together, there's certainly plenty of goals for Liverpool to score between now and the end of the season, because they're both sharp, both look for each other in good areas, and maybe a threat to many defences between now and the end of the season.
Ball put back into the quadrant by Jordan Henderson. Daniel Sturridge available for a short corner kick if needed, and Glenn Johnson down the line as well. Southampton players being told to move themselves back from the right yardage from the quadrant. Short corner taken by Henderson to Sturridge. Hit by Sturridge against the advancing Matt Target. And a throw-in for Liverpool next to that corner flag. We're into that injury time at the end of this game. And Liverpool racking up another 3 points and continuing their momentum up the Barclays Premier League. Sturridge dribbled it out of play by mistake. It's an interception by Liverpool. Bobbles back for Wanyama. It goes backwards to the halfway line. Yoshida over to the left side of the field. Now Elliott. Elliott infield to Wanyama. Referee has a look at his watch on his left arm. And Liverpool move up to sixth place in the Barclays Premier League. A convincing 2-0 win over Southampton. Defensively brilliant today. They're just a point behind Southampton in the Premier League standings now, just 2 points behind fourth place Manchester United and 3 points behind third place Arsenal. They just can't be stopped at present. They've got momentum with them, they've got quality to go with that. Brilliant goals from Philip Coutinho and Raheem Sterling, and it's Southampton 0, Liverpool 2.
It's an outstanding away win, it really is. We spoke before the game how tough a game we thought this was going to be. Perhaps fatigue may play its part. Liverpool have had an awful lot of games recently. The Europa League game, you're looking at Everton, they didn't win this weekend after Europa League. Tottenham, they didn't win after Europa League. But Liverpool were the only side to do so. And it was a fairly convincing, comfortable win in the end, second half. I felt as though, yes, we had to ride our luck at times in the first half. And going in half-time leading, we were certainly fortunate. Big decisions went in our favour. But you have to credit defensively Liverpool. That's another clean sheet. You know, limiting Southampton to create very, very little opportunities. Mignolet making one really important save very early on in the game, just after Coutinho, who'd scored probably goal of the season for me so far for Liverpool. That goal from Coutinho was absolutely superb. Best goal I've seen this season from Liverpool, and it came from Philip Coutinho. And then second half, as the game opened up, Liverpool were always going to look a threat on the counter-attack, and the second goal killed Southampton off. And this is a fantastic away victory. Puts us right back in the mix with those top four places now.
First half of the season, Liverpool were defensively suspect. Second half of the season and of late, they're just keeping clean sheet after clean sheet in the Barclays Premier League.
Well, yes, you can point to the new system, but it's an understanding that these players are having of this system. You know, Martin Skirtle, there was no Sacco out there this afternoon. Lovren came in, Joe Allen was in there just in front of the back three. There was no Lucas, no Gerrard, but the players know exactly what's needed from them when they are playing in those positions, and that understanding and know-how is fantastic to see, because Southampton, whilst they put us under a lot of pressure, and we had to soak up pressure, they didn't create a great deal of opportunities this afternoon. Mignolet making one really important save. Apart from that, I think you have to credit the defence back three, but also the wing backs. Moreno second half, he did well, made it a back five with Jordan Ibe on the right hand side.
So the question is asked now, just how strong contenders are Liverpool?
I think we're strong contenders. I still feel as though I wonder if there's going to be a couple of games where we may be jaded. how the Europa League may impact us. You know, that's a really tough game next week against Beşiktaş on Thursday, and then against City. That City game's an important game, but because we've got the 3 points here today, it's not a must-win game. Today was a mustn't-lose game. We've got the 3 points, huge confidence from that. I mean, City will be a tough game next weekend, but we didn't want to be going into that game having been beaten here and all of a sudden trying to chase them top four places. We've put ourselves into a fantastic position, and we're going to go into that game with full of confidence.
Beating Spurs at home, of course, beat Southampton away, City at home. I mean, nothing's impossible, is it, for Liverpool at the moment?
Well, absolutely not. Absolutely fine. Since we've beaten at United, we've been absolutely superb in the Premier League, defensively strong. I'm enjoying watching Liverpool again. I think early on in the season, September, October time, wasn't a great side to watch compared to what we saw last season. But now Liverpool, really enjoying watching them again. And, you know, looking at the Premier League table, there's no reason why we can't achieve a top three position and a trophy. You know, the FA Cup looks a good possibility at the moment, but you just don't know with that Europa League.
Well, we went through the league standings before. Top three is the target, quite clearly, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you look at all the teams playing there. We're playing the best football out of all of them. Arsenal, yeah, they're picking up results. You know, United, they've only got the FA Cup as another commitment. They're not playing good football. We are the side, the most informed side in the Premier League at the moment. We're playing arguably the best football of the Premier League. Defensively, we look strong. Once we get Raheem Sterling, Daniel Sturridge starting games regularly in the Premier League, we're going to be a real attacking force again and scoring goals aplenty. Post-match.
Outstanding win for us, very controlled, and of course you've got to defend at times, and particularly from home, against a very good side. But it was a wonderful win for us, and I thought as the game wore on, we could have picked the passes a wee bit better, we might have got in a bit more, but two wonderful goals, different types of goals, and defensively very, very strong. So, excellent win.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.